men and women, two different species in the human race.
Hi, my name is Trina Glines, and this is Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. For those who want to create happiness daily, even among the chaos marriage and family life will bring. Get ready to elevate your marriage and life today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am excited to share with you the information I have today. So first I want to start with, there is a saying that some people say Albert Einstein actually said it, but then online you'll see that they've researched that and it never came from Einstein. So I'm not quite sure who said this quote, but it's very good. Men marry women with the hope they will never change. Women marry men with the hope that they will change. And part of that quote can go on to say, inevitably, both are very disappointed. So basically, what I have found in my research and myself through my own 27 years of marriage is we often assume our spouse is a version of us, which is not correct. We are actually two different species in the human race, and we actually do speak two different languages. You hear this all the time. You hear people talk about it. You hear, you know, John Gray, for heaven's sakes, wrote a book about it. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It's talked about a lot and people write about it, but for some reason in reading that book and reading other books, it never really connected for me on how different we really are and what advantages there are for you as a wife to learn his language, to understand how to communicate with your man in a language that will resonate with him. Because you assume he's a version of you. You assume he should act, react the way you would to a situation. And when they don't, we become frustrated and we start to feel like we're not heard. He doesn't listen. He doesn't care. Man, I don't know how many times I've told him this and he still keeps going back to, you know, doing it this way or that way, or I just don't feel listened to and I don't feel like what I say matters, right? Have you felt that before? Ladies, you're just not talking to him in his language, and nor is he talking to you in yours part of the time or maybe all of the time, but we have no control over that. What I teach and what I share with women is the power within ourselves to be in control of our part. And as I have watched women embrace the language of men and choose to learn how their man works, how he thinks, what wording works with men to have it resonate with them, their marriages are changing for the better. There's no question about it. And the cool part is, as you choose to work on your part, if you are married to a man who's in a healthy emotional place himself, he will respond positively to that. He will be influenced by your choice of working on your part. And you will start to see him respond positively. He will want to be better for you. It is the coolest phenomenon. I love it. I love it. So, today, I want to talk to you about that he is not a version of me. He's not. My man is not a version of me. And we do literally speak two different languages. So why do we assume our spouse works the way we do? Why do we assume that? Because we only know our own language. We only know what works for us and with us. And we all wear perception lenses. These lenses have been influenced by our life experiences, by our blueprints. And those perception lenses are coming from a female point of view. And I'm going to ask you to take those lenses off. And let's put on some clearer ones. And let's attempt to look at the male perception. his point of view. Ladies, this will empower you. I know there might be some of you out there thinking, why do I need to learn his language? What about him learning my language? Well, I might not resonate with you, because as I, for many years, worried about my man's part, it never served me. It wasn't until I started concentrating on my part that I was able to see the magic really happen. It was pretty cool. So we are meant to be different. Men and women have different traits for a reason. We are not a version of each other, and we actually really complement each other when we choose to embrace our differences and not compete with them. And so often we compete, and that's not what is meant to happen between us. We are to come together and create awesome imperfectness. And we are to take his strengths and your strengths and hopefully bring them together and create even more strengths. And we're to take his weaknesses and your weaknesses and bring them together and hope to turn them into strengths. That's our goal. So we need to work on looking at each other's differences and wanting to learn about them and using them, discovering them, and figuring out how to work with them instead of trying to change them. Because a lot of the way we are is in our innate DNA, who we are as a female and a male, and we can't necessarily change that, right? So I'm going to give you an example of one of the concepts that I share with women in my program, Taming Jane Academy, that I believe this one concept is the root of much of the problems that arises in a relationship, in a marriage relationship between men and women. This shows up in so many different avenues. It shows up daily, sometimes moment to moment if you are together. And it's really empowering if you can embrace this and learn to understand it. And it will help you in those moments when you can see he's not a version of you. You're able to like consciously talk yourself through it and like, okay, Trina, he's not me. He's not looking at this the way I am right now. And you're able to get to a healthier, being very conscious point of view instead of competing, trying to get him to see your side and do it your way. That never works. It doesn't work. And it actually makes others feel like they're not good enough. And we don't want to do that. That's not what we want. So this concept is that men are single task focused. Women are multitask alerted. You'll hear this. You'll hear comedy shows that men have this one track in their brain and they can only go and do one thing at a time. You'll hear him talk about there's compartments in a man's brain and he literally has to close a door and open a door to get to that new compartment, right? Whereas a woman, all of our compartments are connected and everything that's going on in our brain, there's like all these lines going everywhere because we are aware of everything all the time. As Laura Brotherson puts it in her book, And They Were Not Ashamed, I want to say that's the book it was. She says, we are the world wide web at all times. As women, we are constantly alerted to everything that is going on around us. And because of this, we will often, in situations, assume our man should do things the way we would do them. And he doesn't. His brain literally doesn't work that way. When a man is working on something, he is singly focused. He is looking at that one thing, working on that one thing, and that's where all of his concentration is on. All of it is on that one thing. We, women, we are multitask alerted. We have 20,000 things in our head at the same time, and we are touching a piece of them everywhere we go. We're like, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to pick this up. Oh, I got to go do it. And we get really frustrated when we share with our man, hey, hon, I need help with these things. And we start going through the list and he's like, oh, you're overwhelming me. I can only handle one thing at a time. And we feel taken from. We feel gypped. Because we think in our minds, why on earth do I have to remember everything? I have to remember everybody's schedule. I have to remember where everything is in the house. I have to remember what's going on our calendar all month long. Why can't he remember more than one thing at a time? Right? Have you felt that before? Have you felt that frustration? And ladies, they're made that way for a purpose, because a man is a natural provider. He needs to provide for his family. So his brain is made to be singly focused, to go out into the world, work at his job, and not have 5,000 things pushing him, pulling him all different directions. He's able to concentrate on one thing at a time, which is his work. Whereas women, ladies, we've got to remember it all. If you work, and say I'm going to use a stay-at-home mom that works from home, she's working from home, she's on her computer, she has a little baby, the baby's in the other room asleep, right? She's got a load of laundry going in the laundry room. If we were not multitask alerted, that laundry wouldn't get changed till maybe 10 o'clock tonight when we're like, oh yeah, the laundry, right? Instead, in between a phone call and checking on the baby, she switches the laundry. Oh, and she goes and starts the crock pot to do her dinner. We have that capability for a reason. Otherwise, that little sleeping baby would be completely forgotten, right? There's a reason we are made this way. And it's a beautiful part of us. And in future podcasts, I will share how that multitask alertness, though, can sometimes be overwhelming to ourselves as well, and it's not healthy. And so we have to learn to control it some too, or it will take away our ability to enjoy life. It will take away our ability to be present and to be. And so we do have to get control of that, right? And I believe it's the movie Up. I think it's the movie Up where a male figure of some sort. He gets interrupted by a squirrel, right? Like he's singly focused on something. All of a sudden he sees a squirrel and he's like off focus now. And that's kind of a joke about men's single task focus. Have you noticed that with your man? Like he's working on one project. All of a sudden a squirrel came flying and he forgot what he was doing before. He got totally distracted. And that's what happens to a single task focused man. Because when he loses that concentration on whatever he's working on, he's now concentrating on something totally different. And now it's like, oh crap, what was I doing before? And you're like, really? That is what single task focus is. And because of single task focus, he sees what he's doing in that moment. He sees whatever the first item is on the list you might have given him. Okay? He does not see everything else. When you come in from being gone a few hours and your kids have been home, you walk in and you see the dishes in the sink, you see the spilled punch on the floor, you see the laundry on the kids' room that never got put away, you see the pillows that are not arranged correctly on the couch, the TV got left on, the lights are left on, you see that the back door wasn't locked, you see all of this, right? And we often get frustrated because our men don't see what we see. And we think, what the heck? Why is he not seeing all of this chaos going on around me? And it's so empowering for him to understand how you work as a multitask alerted and how he works single task focus. Because otherwise, we're just constantly getting frustrated with each other. Like my man now knows I am multitask alerted and my environment yells at me. My environment around me is screaming at me everything that I need to be doing. And so now he can resonate with that and be like, okay, in order for my wife to be, I might need to help with the dishes right now because I can tell the house is in total disarray, right? You'll share with him what helps you to calm your environment down around you because it literally does speak to us. So that's really empowering for you to teach him. But it's empowering for you to understand that he is singly focused on one thing at a time. when you call him up and say, hey, hun, can you drop by the grocery store on your way home and get this, and he's like, oh, I'm not going to remember all of that. Hold on, let me write it down. Or you could set him up for success. Say, hun, could you stop by the grocery store on your way home from work? I need a few items. Sure. Okay, I will text you a list. And you will text him those items. Because if it's more than one item, there's a good chance they won't remember it. Because they'll be at the grocery store and a phone call will come in, or they'll run into somebody and he'll be like, I know there was more than one item. And he'll probably text you or call you and say, what was there besides macaroni? What did you need? And so it helps us to be able to learn how to communicate with each other, knowing how our minds work. And sometimes these roles can be swapped. So they're masculine, feminine roles. I do know several men who can multitask very well, and it's actually pretty incredible to watch. But they multitask in certain areas. Rarely are they multitasking all the time. They'll have strong areas, like maybe in their work. Let's take a contractor, for example. He is able to multitask by having his hands in several different projects at a time. He's able to communicate on the phone about the five different houses, you know, talk to somebody back to back to back, you know, and not be overwhelmed. And it's pretty remarkable when they are able to do that. But in general, men are typically one thing at a time, single task focused. I know the older I get, I'm able to be a little bit more single focused than the multitask alerted, which has been interesting to me. As I've worked and been doing all that I am doing with my platform and teaching women, I will get really singly focused and my family will like try to break me out of that focus and I don't even hear them. Has that happened to you before, ladies, though? I want to know if that's happened to you before, where you've gone into your man to talk to him and like 15, 20, maybe 30 seconds go by and you're chatting away, sharing something, and he looks at you and goes, were you saying something? And you're like, are you kidding me? Why didn't you stop me at the very beginning and tell me you were not listening? He didn't stop you because he was singly focused on whatever he was doing, and he actually didn't even hear you because you did not break through single task focus in a way that it was, you know, set him up for success so he would be listening to you. You didn't do it. And there are ways to be able to do that. He's literally singly focused on one thing and he's tuning everything else out. So this is just one area of the language of men that I work on with women. But this one thing of being singly focused and multitask alerted, it is so powerful. It is so powerful because now, ladies, do you ever get frustrated? Do you get frustrated because your man will ask you where the pickles are in the fridge? Like, why do you need to know where the pickles are every time? Right? Ladies, you are multitask alerted. Right now, I could say, where do you keep your cereal boxes in your pantry? And you could tell me the shelf, what side, and chances are several brands that you have. You can open up the fridge and you scan it. We have the scanning ability, right? Scanning ability to know where everything is at in that fridge. Your man, he doesn't pay attention to that. He pays attention to his single focus is, I want a box of cereal. I need cereal. Goes in, grabs a cereal. He's not paying attention where he just grabbed it from on the shelf at all. He's paying attention to, he wants a box of cereal. So when you're in the other room folding the laundry and you hear your man say, hey, hon, I'm making a sandwich. I can't find the pickles. Instead of getting frustrated like I used to do, I used to get so frustrated and I'd go tromping into the kitchen and I'd open up the fridge and they'd literally, right, ladies, are you with me on this? They literally would be right in front of him. And I'd grab him and I'd shove him in his face like, seriously, why do I have to know where everything's at in this house? because you're multitask alerted and you know where everything is at in the house. And he's single task focused. He's thinking, I'm making a sandwich. Oh, I need some pickles. I don't see the pickles. And guess what? He knows. He knows you have this magic power that you know where the pickles are. So why would he spend any extra energy looking for them if he can just ask you? Right? So he will say, hang on, I can't find the pickles. Where are they? And we so desperately want them to keep searching and look for them. We'll even pretend to not be in the other room that we didn't hear them in hopes that they'll keep looking. And ladies, let's set our men up for success. Set them up to win. Hey, hon, they're on the second shelf about halfway back on the left-hand side. Set him up for success. He's single task focused. He's hurrying to make a sandwich to be able to get it done so he can go do whatever else, whatever next project he has. That's how he's working, right? So when we learn and understand how men communicate, how they think and they work, then we are able to communicate with them so much better. We are able to communicate in a way that will resonate with them. And ladies, this is so important because as you understand his language, then you are able to stop assuming his intentions. Our assumptions are almost always wrong. And that narrative going on in our heads does not serve us. And it will only create havoc in our relationships. And as you learn his language, as you implement knowing he is single task focus, when he yells out for the pickles the next time, instead of assuming, seriously, he's so lame, I can't believe he can't see anything, are men just stupid? Oh, right? Instead of assuming that, because that is not true, men are amazing, right? They are amazing. You're able to say, hey, hon, and you'll tell him where the pickles are. And you'll set him up for success. And you're not going to make him question his competence because he doesn't work like you. And when we assume intentions, it actually creates resentment. And resentment kills love. Resentments create the intense woman. And that's what we want to stay away from. That's what we're trying to escape from. So we have to stop comparing men that they should do things the way we do them. They're going to do them different. They're going to work differently. They're going to think differently. And we have to stop assuming that when they do it different, that they are wrong and we are right. That's not fair. That it's just literally not fair. And it goes vice versa. If your man thinks you are wrong all the time because you don't do things his way, he's wrong and it's not fair. You are not a version of him. And it's incredible when you both can embrace your differences instead of be competing or complaining or trying to turn the other into what you would do. It's so much better. Oh my gosh, it's so freeing to not have to worry about that. So we literally are two different species in the human race. He is not a version of me. And I'm actually really grateful that he is not. He brings so much joy and color and life into my life. I hope you will focus on the positives that your man brings into your life. So, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast on understanding men a little bit better and the power of understanding their language. Just this one little bit on he is single task focused and you are multitask alerted. If you have found today's podcast to be helpful to you, if you're like, oh, Trina, this is awesome, this explains a lot, then would you mind please hitting the subscribe button? And I would love it if you would leave me a review. And don't forget, you are always welcome to share this podcast with your family and friends. That way, you will be helping them to elevate their marriage and life as well.